by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. Head over there and enjoy the site. The main feature actually is content created by listeners like you. When you see something online that you want to share with our listeners, you go to freetalklive.com. You submit it as show prep. Use our handy bookmarklet. Makes it even easier. And then once it's up on the website, other listeners will get to vote on whether they like or dislike it, and you can vote too. And the most liked make it to the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Of course, the TSA continues to be in the news. This week has been incredibly heavy, just not just on this program as far as people just calling in and talking about it, but it's also just been all over the place with the Drudge Report posting the video of our interview with Meg, which originally wasn't a video. It was just part of the radio show. And then one of our listeners, George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com, took it, clipped it out, put it up on YouTube. Somebody saw it, and it ended up on Drudge.
Yeah, I wish more people would take a lead from what George did there and take bits of Free Talk Live that they find compelling, cut them up, because and make them into these simple servings for people to...
Maybe we just need to do more compelling talk radio, Mark. Maybe it's our fault.
Maybe we should be compelling every minute of every day.
Yeah.
Listen to every other talk radio show out there and see how well they do with that.
So it's been just incredibly...
If we had the money, we could hire somebody to do such a thing, but we don't. And that's one of the ways that Free Talk Live really has grown over the years is it's the listeners. The listeners are interested. They're excited about the show, and they do stuff.
Yeah, it's just been an incredibly busy week ever since that video hit, and I think it's got well over 100,000 views or more than that at YouTube. I actually haven't checked today, but I know that George Donnelly said it was number 5, I think, on YouTube today. So just incredibly the story's got a lot of legs with Meg McLean, who is sometimes co-host on this show. It's been interesting to just kind of see what's happening out there on the internet and on the mainstream media surrounding this. Of course, the media is getting some of the facts wrong, and actually some of the facts are in question now as a result of the TSA releasing a couple of videos that purportedly cover the entirety of the time that she was in their custody. I'm not sure if it's true that it covers the entirety of the time. We're hoping to get Meg on tonight.
It's hard to know those things.
Yeah, we're hoping to get Meg on tonight to get her input on exactly what it is the TSA was showing us with this. Essentially, they released on their... They've got a blog where they write messages that they think are important to get out to the public. And so they deemed the Meg situation important enough to blog about. They clipped out some about 10 to 15-minute long clips, two of them, from their surveillance cameras. One of them is fairly close to the screening area where you can see Meg sitting in a chair, but it doesn't appear as though she's handcuffed at any point in that particular clip. Then they take her around to a different location, closer to the exit. You can't really see much of anything that goes on in that particular clip because where they take
her head, basically.
Yeah, where they take her is essentially out of view of the video
camera. Which I think that the biggest lesson here is that we pay all this money to keep these security apparatus in a free country where we're supposed to be a government of the people. We pay all this money in order to keep everybody safe with all these government agents, and we can't even get clear video. I mean, you can't even get... They don't have enough video around surveillance of, well, what our government agents supposedly are doing. And
of course, there's no audio whatsoever in their video tracks. It's just surveillance footage.
Sure. And you would think that if these people wanted to cover their butts, that they would take every one of these interactions, they would record each one of them up close to know what was going on. Because if her claims are spurious, and that's what they'd like you to believe, if her claims are
that's
spurious...
That's the suggestion of their blog post.
Yeah, they said in the blog post, and she did not say on the show, she did not say this, they said in the blog post that she said that she was handcuffed to a chair. I haven't listened to every interview that this girl's done, I don't think it's possible, but when she called into our show, she did not say that she was handcuffed to a chair. I think that there's some things that, may have been exaggerations, like the amount of people that were standing around and things like that.
When you're
like
under
25
stress,
government agents standing around.
When you're under pressure, when you're under stress, it can be easy to misremember things.
But you can't see it. You can't see the whole – it's not like this camera pans either. You have no idea how many government agents are standing off. So there's just no
and
way to
And for all
say.
We know – and again, we're hoping to hear from Meg here at some point tonight to get some clarification out there as to exactly what transpired and what the videos are showing versus what her experience was versus what the videos don't show. Or perhaps they didn't actually include all of the video. It's not. There's no way to tell. There's no time code on these videos, so you actually have no idea. Mark, you believe that they're sequential. I don't know if there's any evidence to prove that.
Well, she walks into the.
She does, but that doesn't mean she didn't walk somewhere else first. So we don't know. And you can see the videos over at WeWon'tFly.com. They clip them out from the TSA's page and put them there. Boy, they're boring, though. So, you know, they're just surveillance videos with no audio, so keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But it'll give you some idea of what the TSA thought was important to put out there. And then you mentioned the media getting some of the information wrong. And that's to
always
going to
happen. Always going
to
happen.
It's to be expected. I mean, we got the information wrong during the interview. Now, it was corrected. Some of the information was corrected that was wrong. The thing that was wrong that was the most glaring to me was the idea that her breasts were twisted. It sounded like that in the beginning of the interview.
No.
To me, at least,
it never sounded that way to me.
Really?
She was concerned that she had had her breast twisted in a previous pat down, and you know, maybe that happened.
Who
would say otherwise?
Maybe I misremembered. I mean, I didn't listen back multiple times.
It's her understanding of their new policy that all breasts will be twisted, and you know, there's a new, more rigorous screening out there, a new, more rigorous pat down. They're saying that. So, I mean, obviously.
Well, it was
clarified
later.
You need to know
later.
If a terrorist has C4 in their boobs or if their boobs are real. So I bet that there's some level of that.
I thought that my understanding was that it sounded like that had happened to her in this instance, and that's why I clarified it later on during the interview just to make sure, and that had not happened. It actually never got to that point because she asked too many questions, and they just decided to kick her out of the airport for being too difficult.
I think the worst part of this, though, is that they U.S. Airlines decided to rescind her ticket. They had given her another ticket, basically, come back tomorrow, try again, have a good day. But then when she gets all this publicity, then they decide that they don't want to give her a ticket.
Which
anymore.
Doesn't make sense, Mark. Why would they do that after all the publicity? I mean, it would be easier for them to blow somebody off if they didn't have the publicity.
Sure, maybe they didn't like her. Maybe the TSA cracked down on them and said,
who knows?
You will not give this woman a free ticket.
Yeah, I don't know. So she's still actually down in Florida as we speak with the guys from Liberty on Tour at libertyontour.com. I think they're in Gainesville, and then tonight they're going to be heading over to Tallahassee. Tomorrow morning she's got an interview on a Fox show, which I think is called Happening Now at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, Happening Now, something that happened 3 days ago.
She's going to be – it's the mainstream media marketing.
Yeah.
They do their best. So she's going to be going to the Fox television station in Tallahassee to do one of those remote setups where they'll interview her from New York City, but she'll be on from the Fox affiliate in Tallahassee. Also, CBS News called today. I've been kind of working as producer, basically, or agent, if you will, helping kind of field phone calls.
What can you do?
And set things up, because you can't just find out how to contact Meg easily, necessarily, by looking for her through Google. So people have been coming to the media folks have been coming to the freetalklive.com website, and they've actually been calling the call-in number to attempt to reach her. So I've been fielding phone calls all day, you know, helping get media set up. She's got multiple radio interviews. She's going to be on in Pittsburgh tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on KDKA, and then following that in Orlando on 810 WEUS. She'll be on the Ed Till Show, I think around 1:45. And as I said, CBS National News with the early show sometime in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. All of these times are Eastern. So if you're looking to see Meg or hear Meg, she's going to be on in multiple places. Doug Steffen's Good Day, which is a nationally syndicated radio show with hundreds of affiliates, I think over 400 affiliates. She's going to be on there tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Hopefully we'll be able to get her up, because that's pretty early for Meg. She's more of like a night owl person, somebody who's likely to be up till 6.
You need to get up for your 15 minutes.
Yep, and she's certainly gotten more than 15 minutes out of this. There's no doubt about that. Of course, your thoughts are welcome. Maybe your stories about the TSA or whatever's on your mind. We certainly don't have to talk to the TSA. This isn't the TSA show. It is Free Talk Live. So you may dial in and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. There was some amusing coverage of the event that we were just listening to a moment ago. Sean, you clipped something out, or your mom actually clipped something out from a station down in Raleigh, North Carolina, and some of the things they were saying that they just got wrong about Free Talk Live.
So. Conservative show, according to them.
Yeah, we'll get to and then there's the other blog that called us Free Talk Left. So we'll come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there for you completely free. freetalklive.com. Features including news updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different delivery methods we have for said news. You can follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook or any combo of the above, all completely free at news.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step. I've gone through it just to see what it was like, so I wasn't sending my listeners, my good friends, into some terrible situation. I think it was great. They were very helpful. And on top of that, you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Ambify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Still kind of recapping some of what has transpired in the last 24 hours since we last spoke with you. I guess it's been more like 21 hours. But what has transpired? Thank goodness I got up on time today. All this week, been struggling with that, and I got out.
Nobody wants to hear about your problems.
On time. Well, it was a good thing I did, because I was able to field a bunch of these phone calls to help get Meg McLean on some of these national talk radio shows and local talk shows, as well as national talk television shows. She'll be appearing on those tomorrow. In fact, I think I will write up a blog post at freekeen.com, kind of listing at least what I know of her itinerary. She may have other things going on that I don't know of, because I know that her and Adam from Liberty on Tour have been putting things together over there in Florida. And we'll try to get to a list of where you can go and listen. And if I get a chance, I'll get up and record some of it, and we'll post it later at freekeen.com. And we are expecting to hear from her at some point tonight to clarify what was going on in the TSA's videos. Does the TSA video, there are two videos actually, do the TSA videos contradict what Meg was saying earlier this week? Did she misremember what was going on? It was a lot of stress, obviously, that she was going through. It's possible that you might not remember all the details entirely accurately, and so we want to find those things out. But, Mark, you actually had some, conversation today with people who didn't seem to think that was too important.
Yeah, well, I don't want to vilify anybody here, because I think that there's a lot going on, and I think that this situation is largely good for the liberty movement in general and people's freedoms and stuff like that. But I think that there's some fine-tuning, some coaching. So I'm not going to use names, because I don't think there's any point in doing that. The person that I had this conversation with, actually, I respect a great deal. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, I don't want to start a war. I just want to point out what I think to be right. And I think that if we can stand righteously as... Because liberty is a it's a moral and righteous philosophy, and if you can stand righteously in that philosophy, then people will come towards you. If you don't stand righteously in that philosophy, then you're just going to show up to other people like just another group of people that are willing to tell lies to get what they want. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of that on the right and plenty of that on the left. You can find Rush Limbaugh and Keith Olbermann and whomever you pick over there as their pundits. They'll just go ahead and spin and skew and do whatever it takes in order to get their philosophy out there. And people have had enough of that, in my opinion. And so I'm not willing to operate that way. And I hope, and I'd like to, parlay that onto other people.
Right, so like some of the questions, because the TSA video doesn't really give you any answers. The TSA video
is very confusing, and I believe some of Meg's stories a little jumbled up from what happened. And I'll tell you, eyewitnesses are the worst kind of evidence, because mm-hmm. people don't remember what happened. They really don't. If somebody goes and picks some guy out of a lineup, the chances are not terrible that that's not the right guy. It happens all the time. Eyewitnesses stink. And I think that, Meg needs to watch these videos and make sure that her story coincides with these videos as well as they can. I feel like when I listened to her testimony, as it were, on the radio, that it wasn't entirely what I saw on these videos. And that's fine. It's just that, some of the videos are saying, Meg McLean vindicated. and, you know, vindicated. I don't know. I mean, some of the biggest claims don't really show on the video. There's really, you can't tell for sure if she was handcuffed. You certainly don't see whether or not her ticket was torn up. Those are the two biggest claims I think are made, right?
They're two pretty big claims, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Those are big ones, definitely. And the video that I've seen doesn't show that, but we don't know how much is...
Sure.
Just happened where the video doesn't show. I know
right.
In the
she
place
walks
I
away,
work.
And it looks like she's handcuffed. When she's walking out of the airport, they're escorting her out. It looks like she's handcuffed.
But at the same time, she was wearing bracelets, apparently.
Yeah, she was wearing bracelets,
day.
And her hands were in front of her, which is an odd way to handcuff somebody. But it's happened, and she was kind of in a defensive position. So she could have just been holding her hands together. I tend to believe, I prefer to give her the reasonable doubt in this case.
Yeah, I know that, as far as I'm concerned, I know where the video cameras are in my place of employment, and I know with places that the video cameras don't cover.
And the TSA does, too.
I can't imagine the TSA doesn't either.
Well, I don't think that apparently she wasn't handcuffed by the TSA. She was handcuffed by a police officer, and a police officer can get away with handcuffing anybody he wants to. There's never going to be a problem with that, unless he's like a politician or a very rich man or something like that. It's not going to be that big of a deal. So I don't think that they would necessarily hide that, but it's, you know, it she said that she was handcuffed in a chair. It doesn't look like she was handcuffed in the chair. She certainly sat in a chair.
Apparently, Sean, you pointed out that the original video, which was a clip of our show, had in the title that she was handcuffed to a chair, which may be where the media came up with the idea that she was handcuffed to a chair.
Right. She did not say
and
that.
And whoever, you know, was, I guess George had put that video up. Maybe he misheard her say, maybe he thought she said that she was handcuffed to a chair when she said, I think what she said, Mark, was she was handcuffed in a chair.
Yeah. And I can understand when you've got like 3 minutes to tell your story that you tell a part where you were put in, you know, told to sit in a chair and another part where you were handcuffed, how those can go together very quickly and easily. And I just don't, you know, believe that eyewitnesses necessarily are the greatest, you know, witnesses. Anyway, so I was addressing this with somebody who's sort of involved, and this is what their response was. The truth is that the state lies, and there's an imbalance of power. That much is true, right? Like, the
sure.
state does tell lies. And there's certainly, we are not the powerful.
A lot of people believe the state, too, whatever they say.
The truth is that if you look closely, the video vindicates some of what Meg says. Hence, it vindicates her. There's nothing untrue in saying that if I take this time to equivocate, then there's zero hope of countering the state's move here. So if I tell the truth as fully, that I'm not going to, you know,
well,
not
that
be able
he
to
knows what the truth
day.
Is, right? I mean, we still don't know exactly. We know what
right.
Meg said. We know what the cameras show, but none of us were there. The cameras don't show anything too clearly. So that person reporting his or her perspective on the issue, that still valid.
Yeah.
I may agree with you, Mark, that I don't think the videos do anything but make more questions come up rather than vindicate anybody. I don't doubt Meg. It's clear that it does vindicate her to some extent in that, yes, she was obviously waylaid by these TSA agents. Yes, they were. There were a lot of them. Multiple TSA agents and police moving in and out of frame throughout the video.
There's one little bit here that says the truth doesn't matter as much as strong statements.
Let's come back to that here in a moment.
I disagree with that.
800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have. They are totally free. They include our listening options. You can listen in via broadband or dial-up streams around the clock. So even when Free Talk Live is not live, we are available in delay. So you can hear the same most recent show over and over again until we are live again. So basically, it's 21 hours of the most recent show and 3 hours of the live show on our streams all the time at freetalklive.com. You can actually go to listen.freetalklive.com to get quick access to those streams. Plus, there's also our webcam, our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and tune into the stream that way, our satellite channel, and our wonderful local radio affiliates all across the country. All of the details on that, listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're a graduate, recent graduate, undergraduate, or graduate student, there are some internship programs you should probably know about. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, then maybe state or federal policy organizations, print, broadcast, new media, investigative journalism, maybe those tickle your fancy. It's open to all majors. There's housing assistance, stipends, mentoring from experienced professionals. includes participation in an IHS Summer Career Workshop. These are available for spring, summer, and fall. They have internships. Go check it out at libertarianinternships.com. There is a space to sign up for more information. You'll get more information if you sign up for more information. You'll get what's on the website if you don't. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're still discussing the Meg McLean situation. Of course, Meg is a sometimes co-host on this very program. She's a great activist up here in New Hampshire, moved here as part of the Free State Project a few years ago, is incredibly talented at doing graphic design. In fact, she's the lady behind LibertyFlare.com, which we've talked to her about that on the show before. She's making little one-inch buttons that you can buy, and they've got various different liberty-oriented logos of organizations and ideas on them. LibertyFlare.com is her website. It's one of the many things she does. She also does freelance graphic design and video production.
Pretty good stuff, too.
She's a pro. And so she was, of course, in the airport as, well, I say of course, as though everybody listening knows what's going on. If you aren't on the internet, you may not have heard of Meg McLean.
Yeah, she was the biggest Google search last night. Second biggest Google search.
No, that was not true. Not a true statement, Mark. You can see how information gets miscommunicated. It was Alexa.com that reported her as the hottest topic on the internet. Google search, I think the highest she got there was number 6.
I thought it was number 2, right behind
Nope, Linda that was Alexa.
Yeah, there you
Alexa.
Go.
Alexa.com, which is a ranking of websites, and apparently they also rank topics of discussion that are appearing on websites as well. So at least that's my understanding of it.
Okay.
So it exploded huge. The Drudge Report posts a video with the Free Talk Live audio clip of our interview of Meg where she was being harassed by the TSA at Fort Lauderdale Airport. It explodes. The mainstream media has caught a hold of this. She's got interviews out the wazoo tomorrow. And some people are debating as to how important the facts are in this case, because the TSA releases a couple of videos from their surveillance cameras. One of them is somewhat useful in that it's relatively close to the action. The other one is very far away from what's going on. It's near impossible to tell what's going on in it. They raise more questions than they do answer them. And some of the questions have to do with some of the things Meg was saying on the air, like she was handcuffed in a chair. Well, the video doesn't show that too clearly, so is that true, what she said? And some people are saying it doesn't matter.
Right. The truth is that in the court of public opinion, the truth doesn't matter as much as strong statements.
This is a quote from the critic.
Yeah, somebody who's saying otherwise. And I don't disagree that this is an important issue. I don't disagree with some of the things that this person's saying. I don't think that Meg's lying to us. I don't think any of that. I don't. What I'm concerned with is that the appearance of righteousness, because the critics are going to be out there, and those that are on the fence, they're going to look at these videos, videos that claim that she's been vindicated, and say, well, that doesn't look like vindication to me.
Yeah, you're right,
Mark.
And
when
this
you make a
really
hyperbolic claim like that, you need to, when you make hyperbolic claims, people tend to believe you're exaggerating, that you're a liar. And it doesn't take the human mind, the lizard brain too long to say, liar, liar. Mm-hmm. And, it tends to point fingers and call people liars pretty quickly. I don't want to give people opportunities to do that.
Yeah, and there goes your credibility right out the window. And then who's going to listen to you again if they see you as being dishonest?
Boys and wolves, you know?
So hopefully, I know that Meg is working on a blog post, because she actually hasn't blogged since since this whole incident over at
probably quite harried
freekeen.com. Yeah, absolutely. She's been swamped with media requests and is trying to also figure out a way to get out of Florida at the same time to get on another flight, because U.S. Airlines pulled her ticket.
Yeah, is the most despicable part of this whole story, from what I can tell. I believe, and this is just conspiracy theory here, theory time, I believe that the TSA put the hammer down on him and told him, look, this girl's giving us trouble, and you're going to give her trouble.
Maybe. I mean, certainly there's nothing to back that up, right? Yeah. Speculation. So it's been a pretty busy time for her. But she is working on a blog post. I understand she's going to be putting up a video, and I believe the purpose of that blog post and video is at least twofold. She'll be addressing some of these issues that we're concerned with, and she will be, kind of setting the record straight on what the TSA put out there and maybe versus what she said, putting that clarification out there, and also expecting to do a little fundraising to get her back to New Hampshire, get her back home. There's a chip in that's going to be put up, and it's not going to take a whole lot of money to get another plane ticket. But
yeah, it doesn't take that much for people.
So I don't expect it's going to be difficult for her, especially if she gets on national television tomorrow morning and says, yeah, I need to get out of Florida. Here's my chip in at freekeen.com. Can you help? People are going to
I totally
pour
agree
out.
That's the case.
So that's not going to be an issue at all. Let's go to your phone calls and get your thoughts. Ray is in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ray. Yeah. What's
you know, I looked at those two videos that you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? It really doesn't look good for Meg, and I'll tell you why. I heard the interview live the other night. I try to listen to you guys almost every night. And she was saying in there, and I'm not taking sides. I'm just telling you what I see, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think that I hate those things. I used to fly. I'm glad I don't have to anymore. But she did say in there that there was nobody else picked out a line for screening in that.
Yeah,
in fact, you remarked about what an attractive girl she was. But yet I look in the videos, and one, two, three, right after another, I see people through that screener.
Are you talking I think that what you're seeing is people going through the magnetic screener, the regular.
Okay, is that what it is?
The second, okay. Not the secondary screener.
No, they're putting their hands up in the submission posts.
Yeah, I think that's going the screener, because I think the other metal screener is down farther, isn't it?
I don't know about that, but that does not look like a magnometer or whatever they call them.
Yeah, and I don't know that either, guys, okay? I'm just saying that why I'm questioning is I also look at that girl sitting in the chair, and you're right, she's no way handcuffed. And maybe they handcuffed her when they took her in the second video. Because I don't see any more than those two videos.
Yeah, she's certainly not handcuffed, and I don't think she was, when I spoke to her today, her claim was that she was not handcuffed in the first video, that it would have been the second video.
Well, that's why I don't know if I recall mentioning this the other night on your point about these other folks that are going through the backscatter machine.
Yeah.
That was confusing to me what she had said that night, because it wouldn't make sense to me that they would only be using that machine for an occasional person. They want everybody to go through that thing.
Well, they already put quite a few people through there.
Maybe what she meant was that she was the only person who was secondarily, she was selected for a special screening.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. I'm speculating. We can make a note and ask her about that.
Okay, and there's one other point, too, that I noticed there, and this is not going to look good, because I understand you guys' reasoning for wanting to make a free state and other things like that, but when you take a look at how those women handled her in the beginning, they handled her like she was their child. They were being, what I could see, fairly nice. There may have been one woman there that was talking to her stern, but if you notice the one woman with the gloves on over in the corner, she's just listening. The one woman's doing all the talking. And then later on, as she's obviously has a runny nose or something, the other lady comes up with a roll of paper towels and is nicely talking to her. So, this doesn't look like
what they're saying.
I don't know what they're saying, but I'm going to tell you right now, just from an eye's view of that, and you're right about eyewitnesses, okay? But just what I'm seeing, they're doing everything to work with her. And, I don't think this is a good fight.
Thanks for the call.
Take care, guys.
Hearing from you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a lot of features on our site. And if you enjoy the program, you can help support the show. Like, we give you the website for free, so you can, you know, send a few bucks in if you'd like. You can go and join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there to send us $3 a month. We'll then give you some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. You can get the details on that, and you can feel good because that $3 is not going to paychecks. It's just going back into the show. It's being reinvested into marketing for Talk Live to get us on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board with the program. You can, again, sign up for AMP with any major credit card, PayPal, or other alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you really need to reserve your berth right now. They're as low as $535 double occupancy, but you don't need to pay that all up front. You can go to cruise.freetalklive.com. More information there and reserve your berth. You can do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the topic of conversation has been the TSA's videos they've released to attempt to counter what Meg McLean had made, the claim she'd made on this program earlier this week. I don't think it really counters much of anything. It just creates more questions. And so, thankfully, we do have Meg here with
us.
Her second appearance on the air here this week, and an exclusive to Free Talk Live. And thank you, Meg, for calling in. And are you there? Meg?
The wonders of modern conveniences.
Cell phone difficulties. I can hear you. Can you hear us?
No.
Oh, nope, apparently not. Well, we will get her back, I'm sure, and we'll find out the situation. Because people have some good questions that have arisen out of this, and she's going to be facing the mainstream media tomorrow morning on probably, I would imagine, similar questions. I'm sure that I'm sure our listeners are not the only ones who have closely scrutinized this. I understand there's a whole thread over on Reddit.com of people taking a look at this with their thoughts and their comments on what's actually going on in the video. So there's all that, and we'll talk to Meg when she calls in. But one of the interesting things that happened is just the way the media has been portraying this. And, Sean, your mom lives down in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, and I guess there's an FM talk station down there, a Clear Channel FM talker.
Yes, that's right. And she had apparently sent a link in about the story, a link to George Donnelly's video and the FTL segment included on there, and they talked about it a bit this morning, and I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it, but one of the things they did say is that this is a conservative show. I found that kind of strange.
Well, yeah, you can't blame them, right? They're jumping to a conclusion that's a relatively safe conclusion. I mean, it seems like most talk shows are conservative talk shows, but yeah, they didn't do their research on that one. We're not a progressive show. We're not a conservative show, at least not in the way those terms are typically defined. You could say that we're conserving liberty and progressing toward liberty, so we could be conservative and progressive.
I suppose, but that's not what they meant.
Or we could be neither. And so, yeah, they called us a conservative talk show and then therefore, figured that she was a conservative talk show host as well. And I'm sure Meg would be amused by that, considering, Meg, you used to be a liberal, whatever that term means.
Hi.
Hey, Meg. Hey, can you hear us this time?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you are outdoors, but you should be outdoors if possible. The cell phone signal is atrocious right now.
We're actually in the back of Marv.
Okay.
Is Marv traveling?
Is Marv moving right now?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds clear now. We've got you now.
It's a big trouble. It might go in and out.
So the Clear Channel talk station in Raleigh thinks that you're a conservative talk show host and that we're a conservative talk show.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Never knew. I'm sorry.
So I'll tell you what. We're going to try our best to get some questions out to you here, Meg, even though the cell phone is kind of iffy. We may have to put you on hold and try you back here in a little bit, but we'll do our best. Have you seen the TSA videos? No. This is going to be difficult.
Yeah,
she is
going to be a rough interview here.
She is not there. So, tell you what, we're going to try her back here in a little bit. Maybe we can get them to pull over or something like that and find a better cell.
Stay tuned. More Meg McLean to come.
Yep. We will get her on here at some point tonight. So there's this conservative talk show that's talking about Meg as though she's one of theirs. Right now, we haven't listened to a lot of their interview, and I don't know if they're going to come at it from the perspective of, darn that Obama, it's all his fault. The TSA never would have done this if it was George Bush.
You know, it's the Clinton political machine that's actually pulling this off. Obama, he's too much of an incompetent to handle this on his own. It's that Hillary Clinton, she's directing them all.
Yeah, so I don't know what where they were coming from on that. Did you get a kind of a beat on that as you were listening, Sean?
No, I've only listened to the first couple of minutes of it, and I really haven't had a chance to see what they were going to say. Other than they introduced the topic and called her a conservative radio host, I don't have any information on that.
Well, one thing's for sure,
she's one of the good guys.
Regardless of what all the actual, whatever the real story is here, one thing you can be sure of is that this has been some amazing publicity, and it has gotten people talking about the TSA, and it people are discussing the issue of security theater and, whether there's any need for any of this stuff. There's all kinds of conversations going on online about this. I was also amused by the blog that got our name wrong as Free Talk Left, one of the news blogs out there, and so I don't know if that was just a mistake or if they think we're a lefty show and so we're Free Talk Left. I'm not sure about that. So then there's other TSA news out there as well.
Some letters right in Free Talk Left.
Including Orlando, Florida, where a Federal Transportation Security Administration employee, oh, this is old news, but nonetheless, it's worth mentioning, been arrested in connection with the molestation of a girl.
But we didn't read this one.
I think we might have. A 15-year-old girl.
I don't remember doing it.
Came forward saying that Charles Henry Bennett touched her inappropriately when she was 12. Deputies say he was arrested and then booked in the Orange County Jail. The arrest report says the man told investigators he planned to make her his sex slave. That does sound familiar. Also, here's one that's fresh. November 8th, from a rape survivor. Now, how do you think a rape survivor feels when she gets the pat-down?
Yeah.
The new, more invasive pat-down.
I can only imagine it's terrible for them. You know? I mean, I can hardly imagine what it's like.
An area Wiccan discovered, this from the PNC Minnesota Bureau at pncminnesota.wordpress.com, an area Wiccan discovered firsthand what most of us are still unaware of. Many flyers are now being forced to choose between allowing a TSA agent to see them naked or to have their genitals touched and squeezed as part of what the TSA terms enhanced pat-downs. Celeste, a survivor of rape, described her experience with the new TSA procedures as devastating. Now, Celeste is a seasoned air traveler. She estimates that she flies upwards of 60 times a year for her job, and she knows all the ins and outs of most airports in the U.S. Want to know which airport has the best sushi? Celeste can tell you. What she and most other people didn't know was that on October 29th, the TSA changed their security guidelines. She says, I flew to Chicago with no problems. Everything was the same as before. It was when I attempted to fly back to Minnesota that I found out about the TSA's new rules. What they did to me, in full view of everyone else in line, was like being sexually assaulted all over again. I was in shock.
I can only imagine what this is like for somebody who's been through that. You know, things trigger that stuff. You know?
I hate myself that I allowed them to do this to me. I haven't been able to stop crying since. You know, previously, while flyers walked through metal detector and some persons were randomly selected for a pat-down that avoided the face, genital areas, and hair, and that was the procedure that Celeste was familiar with. Then came the full body scanners, which, as you know, uses basically x-rays on people. And Celeste is opposed to those devices. She says, I knew there were more and more of these scanners coming online at airports, and I try to pick a line where there isn't one installed yet, but that's getting harder to do. I fly often, and I don't want the extra doses of radiation. And
this is absolutely true. If you fly often, this stuff isn't going to be good for you.
And I hate the thought of people looking at me naked. Why should I have to let people see me naked to get on a plane? This is my body, and I've worked many years to reestablish the feeling that I'm allowed to have control over my body after being raped. Even the thought of that leaves me feeling dirty and vulnerable again. Coming back from Chicago, she was forced, like increasing number of travelers, to make that difficult choice, either to allow strangers to see her naked, and the x-rays, of course, or to allow strangers to touch and squeeze her breasts and groin in full view of the other travelers and TSA agents.
Seems hard to imagine that either one of those is going to make her feel like she's in control of her body, right? Yeah.
She said, it was a nightmare come to life. I said I didn't want them to see me naked, and the agent started yelling, opt out! We have an opt out here! Another agent took me aside and said they would have to pat me down. He told me he was going to touch my genitals and asked if I would rather just go through the scanner, that it would be less humiliating for me. I was in shock. I couldn't believe this was happening. I kept saying, I don't want any of this to happen. I was whispering, please don't do this. Please. Please. 800-259-9231. We can tell you a little bit more about Celeste's story, and hopefully we'll get Meg on here in a better cell signal so we can ask her some questions about what's going on in these TSA videos. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.